Now shut up! Cut it out! You're crazy. That's what I think. You're screwy. You're driving me crazy too. I'm seeing things here.
Why do I even say I'm gonna do a Rocky imitation without being sure that I can do it? No, and I don't mean the fact that I tell you I'm going to do something and then I do it 2 weeks later. Now, I'm not talking about that now. I'm saying I went home over the weekend and I'm practicing my Rocky imitation. My kids, my wife saying, you're terrible! Sounds like Jimmy Stewart or something.
Jimmy Stewart. I can do Jimmy Stewart pretty good.
Oh, my friends. This is the sad realization I had over the weekend when I realized, as I was trying to do Rocky, that the only thing I know how to say that even remotely sounds like Rocky is, "Hey, yo, Mick. Hey, yo, Mick. Yo, Adrian." I tried to say something else like, "I pledge allegiance to the flag." It doesn't sound like Rocky. The only thing that remotely sounds like Rocky is, "Yo, Mick." I can do Mick a little bit. "Rocky, he'll moid you. He'll hoit your appointment." Burgess Meredith. He was great as the Penguin in Batman. I think too highly of myself sometimes. That's another one of my faults. For instance, with that Rocky imitation, I thought I was going to do such a great job, and I found out I wasn't as hot as I thought I was. That happens to me all the time. How about you? Well, I have both problems. Sometimes I'll be writing, working on a book, and I'll read it, and I'll think, this is literature. Other times, I get so down on myself, I'll write something, and I'll just think, oh, this is so bad. For some reason, I'm discouraged, and it starts to snowball. I can't write, and it just starts to snowball. I can't do anything right. So then I figure, well, I'll just go for a bike ride. This happened to me once last year. I was kind of in the dumps, thinking, I stink at everything, and I'm riding my bike. I'm saying, at least I can ride my bike. This is a lot easier than trying to write. All you got to do is put one pedal in front of the other. At least I can do that. And then I remembered when several years before I'd gone to Busch Gardens in Florida, and we saw this parrot that was trained to ride a bike.
That's easy.
I went home and I said to Melody, even parrots can ride bicycles.
That's just easy.
That just really hit me hard. God humbled me by that. We're going to wrap up what I was talking to you about last week about God's three-act play. And this is really wonderfully illustrated in Rocky. You know, I discovered this through the agency of my uncle. I have an uncle. He's a Hollywood writer. He's written television scripts for Katharine Hepburn. And he looks at the world today and says to me, how could you possibly believe in a God? And so in order to try to help him understand, I had to come up with this movie analogy. So I said, Uncle Jim, you know, if you leave the movie Rocky at the beginning of the movie, the first one-third of the movie, you're going to go the rest of your life thinking that Sylvester Stallone or Rocky Balboa is a bum. He's a bum growing up in Philadelphia. He's a thug on the streets, a loser. He has no self-esteem, and he doesn't even have a girlfriend. Finds one in the lovely Adrian, who works at the pet shop. Gets a couple pet turtles. This improves his self-esteem, and he gets adopted, you might say, in a sense, by Mick. And he's training, and he just overcomes all these personal obstacles. Excuse me, folks, while I get a mint here, if you don't mind. My mouth's feeling kind of dry. Thanks, I appreciate that. Let me adjust my bass, too. This explanation needs a lot of bass. All right, thanks. The man begins to train with purpose because two people believe in him. For the first time in his life, his trainer, Mick, believes in him, inspires him, and his wife, Adrian, thinks he's the coolest, even though he does eat raw eggs for breakfast. You know what we need to realize? We always talk about belief in God. I say this. come to the realization that God believes in you. That sounds hokey. It sounded hokey, but it's not. God thinks highly of us through what his son accomplished. Look at Romans. Let's go to Romans 5, verse 8. God is commending this love of his to us, seeing that while we are still sinners, Christ died for our sakes. He's not waiting for you to stop being a sinner until he loves you. He loves you while you are a sinner. And so even while Rocky was down in the dumps, feeling mean, feeling low, feeling like he was a big nothing, he probably trained parakeets to box down in Florida.
Yo, Adrian.
Even then, Mick believed in him, and Adrian believed in him, and you feel the turnaround now. And all the kids believed in him, didn't they? As Rocky's running, training with new purpose through the streets of Philadelphia, the kids come out and they start following him. And Rocky bounds up the steps of the Philadelphia Art Museum. I was there. I bounded up those same steps at 4 a.m. and pranced like a boxer overlooking the city of brotherly love. It was a great feeling. And that's when the movie turns, and it's because Rocky's loved. And now when you realize you're loved by God, that's going to turn your life around. When you realize that the love of God is unconditional, Act 2 in your life is going to turn to Act 3, and you're going to have the confidence to go out and not be afraid of making mistakes, not being afraid of doing something stupid that's going to cause God to lower the boom on you. You're going to go in there against Apollo Creed, and you're going to put on a show for the ages. And that's just what Rocky did. Rocky, Rocky. You got to hang in there to see that. You can't quit. And the only reason it feels so good at the end of the movie is because you've been with this boy from the beginning. God uses the stupidity of the world. God does that on purpose. He's not trying to look smart, and he can't quite do it, so he does something stupid. No, he's trying to look stupid on purpose because his stupidity is wiser than the wisdom of the world. I'm going to pick up with this thread when I come back tomorrow. I'm going to come back tomorrow. I'm going to pick up with this thread because this is vitally important. I didn't plan to talk on this. Bye-bye notes. That's what usually happens here. I'm Martin Zender. Bye.